Hello, all sentient beings, and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk about all news, comics, and media related to the Transformers. On this episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we go over our survey results for the best Transformers comics of 2019. So grab your favorite issue and turn to your favorite page. Today is Friday, January 10th, 2020, and this is episode 163 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that doesn't think we're ready for World War III yet. We haven't finished romanticizing World War II. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Jeremy, aka Yakko.
Hey, how you doing?
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Hey, what's going on? Let's talk Transformers, comics, survey results. My goal is to make every single one of my introductions super awkward this year.
You're off to a great start, Daryl. Yeah. Congratulations.
You could have just saved it for the ones Yoshi is on and then do normal every other week.
Yes, as Daryl indicated, we are going to talk about the best Transformers comics of 2019. So we've got the survey results. They're all tabulated, calculated, ready to go. And we are going to go through all of them on this episode, this first alt mode of 2020. So before we start off, as always, we thank our Donatrions, those lovely people who give us money on Patreon and PayPal. You guys are awesome. Thank you for continuing to support the show, and you basically help us keep it going. So if you are not already a Donatrion and would like to join up, just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And there will be links there to sign up on Patreon or PayPal. You can also support the show by buying merchandise from our TeePublic store. That's at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And starting today, January 10th through January 12th, there's a site-wide sale at TeePublic. And that includes our store. So everything there is 35% off, which means t-shirts are $13. So if you want to get some awesome Transmissions merchandise like the shirts Daryl and I are wearing,
you're seeing
right here. Oh, yeah. I can't see the
video. You're recording this as a video.
Yes, yes. So if you're watching this on YouTube, you should see the awesome shirts, certain designs that we've got at our TeePublic store. So just go to transmissionspodcast.com/shop. And this weekend, it's all 35% off. So January 10th, January 12th. You can also check out our friend K-Girl's TeePublic store, and that's at teepublic.com/user/superstarK. She also has some great artwork and designs. You can buy some merchandise from her. Everything there is also 35% off. So check out her stuff there. All right, so without out of the way, let's get into the best Transformers comics of 2019 results. So we'll start off. We had a first question just to get a sense of how many people are actually reading the comics. And that was just, do you read Transformers comics? And 37% said no. And 63% said yes. So that 63% are all the people who answered the following questions. So we didn't make the 37% who answered no answer questions about Transformers comics. Since they don't read them anyway, it wouldn't make sense to have them answer the questions. So that's the subset is who answered these questions and gave us the results for the best of the artists, letterers, writers in 2019, and also the best Transformers comics. So let's talk about those results. First up, lettering. So the best letterer, we are going to rename this henceforth as the Tom B. Long Award for Excellence in Lettering, in the field of lettering.
I think it should be memorial.
Yes, this 2019 might be the last year Tom B. Long is doing Transformers comics lettering. We'll see. I mean, never say never. Hopefully he'll come back, but he's actually not dead, so he's still alive, so he could conceivably come back to doing lettering in Transformers comics. We hope he does.
I think Galaxy is number 3 was his last book.
Yes. And yeah, Transformers number 15, which came out this week, did not have Tom B. Long lettering, so we'll talk about that when we review the comic next week.
I will say that the way this turned out, I had fun with the graph.
Yeah, so it looks like Tom B. Long is has become Pac-Man. So with so starting off at the just to give the runners up, 10% went to Tom Scioli. He did GoBots. He lettered his own book in GoBots. 12% went to Krista Meissner, who did the lettering for Star Trek versus Transformers. And 78% of the vote went to Tom B. Long, because he lettered everything else Transformers, all the other Transformers books. So congratulations, Tom B. Long. You've won this award every year since we've been doing this. Your streak continues, and we are happy. Well, we're not happy, but we are privileged to retire you and name the award after you.
He goes out as a champion.
Yep.
He does.
And I think with the images here, I tried to kind of show off like the something for whoever won. So I found some panels that had a lot of like sound effects and stuff, because letters don't really get a lot of credit for everything they do. People just think they do word bubbles, and usually I think they also do a lot of sound effects.
Yeah, Tom B. Long's sound effects are top notch. I mean, I think he perfected the transforming sound. You know, he got the right the right lettering for that.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Tom. All right, moving on. Covers. So, best cover colorist for 2019. So, starting off with third place, we had Thomas Deere with 6% of the vote. And he did covers for Transformers number 2, number 5, and 12, and Transformers Ghostbusters number 2. So those are all from the new series, the Transformers new series that started this in 2019, and then the Transformers Ghostbusters crossover. Second place was Josh Perez with 30% of the vote. And he did covers for some of the Transformers 2019 books, number 6, number 12, Transformers Galaxies number 2, and Transformers Ghostbusters number 1 and number 4. So he did colors there. And then first place with 60% of the vote, Josh Burcham. So he did he did a bunch of colors for Transformers, the main series, the main new 2019 series. Transformers Galaxies number 1 and 3, and the Transformers Ghostbusters numbers 3 and 5. So, congratulations, Josh Burcham.
Well done, Josh.
All right, moving on to best cover artist. So, this is lines only cover artist for 2019. With 19% of the vote in third place, we had Andrew Griffith, who did covers for Transformers number 5 and number 12, Transformers Galaxies number 2. And Transformers Ghostbusters number 2. With 24% in second place, we had Nick Roche, who did Transformers number 3, and Transformers Galaxies number 1, and Transformers Ghostbusters 1, 3, and 5. And first place with 42% of the vote, Mr. Alex Milne. Who covers Transformers number 12, Transformers Galaxies number 2, and Transformers Ghostbusters numbers 1 and 4. Alex Milne is a fan favorite, so not surprised that he won again.
He's pulling it out every year, right? So he's this is almost a category for him to be named after, so or vice versa.
we're renaming Alex Milne to best cover artist or best artist of Transformers. Yeah.
Lines
comics.
Only.
Yeah.
Lines only.
Yeah. Yeah, that works.
Well, this next year he'll have the one that he colored himself. Well, I guess he did colors and then Perez did kind of colors on it on top of it.
Yeah, Alex did the flash.
That'll be a tricky one to do.
I don't think Alex would mind.
Yeah.
All right. The final category for covers, this is the best cover artist who did both their art and colors for the covers for 2019. So these are the artists who like to do their own color work on the covers. So in third place with 21% of the vote, We have Livio Remondelli, and he did Transformers Galaxies numbers 1 through 3 and Transformers number 7. In second place, with 23% of the vote, Guido Guidi, who did Transformers numbers 3, 5, 7, 9, and 11. And then first place, with 29% of the vote, Sarah Peter Durocher, who did Transformers number 4, 5, and 14. Another slate of well-known artists who we are very fond of.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations, Sarah Peter Durocher. I think she's won this category. I don't know if she won last year, but she's won a couple of times because she does a lot of covers. So, all right, let's go into interiors. So we had a lot of fill-in and partial colorists and artists for this year interior. So we had a lot of different contributions on books. So best fill-in. Partial interior artist interior colorist for 2019. In third place with 14% of the vote, Priscilla Tramontano for Star Trek versus Transformers number 1. In second place at 24% of the vote, Josh Perez for Transformers number 13. And with 48% of the vote, number 1, Josh Burcham for Transformers. The main series, he did lots of issues 2, 4 through 5, 7 through 8, and 10 through 11.
Is that really Josh a fill-in at that point?
Well, he didn't
do the entire issue.
I guess.
Yeah, he's done partial pages for each of those issues.
Hmm. He's worked on it a lot. That's good for him. That's two for Josh.
All right, next, fill-in partial interior artist for 2019. So this is a lines-only artist who did fill-ins. In third place with 13% of the vote, Andrew Griffith for Transformers numbers 4 and 7. With 17% of the vote, Sarah Peter Durocher, Transformers 4 through 4 and 5 and 12. And then with first place with 44% of the vote, again, Mr. Alex Milne for Transformers number 13. Yeah, Alex didn't do a lot of Transformers work this year, but he made the work he does count, so he was rewarded with it.
Wow.
And going through that issue, try to find like a good image, it was just like, what do I choose? They're all, like, every page was so good. Mm-hmm. So I tried to find a page that had just like a lot of bots in it. You know, he has a lot of background bots.
He wins this category on the power of 10 pages out of the year.
I do want to, I mean, they didn't get a lot of votes this year, but I do want to shout out the newest artists in the Transformers main series, the Beth McGuire Smith and Anna Malkova. Cause I think they've done really good work this year, and they weren't as well known as some of the other artists, but they were doing consistent fill-in jobs throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So I really think they deserve a mention, even though they didn't get the top votes here. And I don't know, maybe we should consider doing like a best new artist or something next year to highlight the newer artists who are not the kind of the familiar names we get here.
Sure. I mean, these categories have been the same. I don't think we've really adjusted these categories very much over the years. So yeah.
Right.
Adding something new would be a nice change.
Yeah. Yep.
And maybe also like if they're doing more stuff like the Ghostbusters and the Terminator and stuff, maybe have a best crossover series.
Yeah. Yeah, I never thought we'd be at the stage where we're getting multiple Transformers crossover series every year. That's that's surprising. All right, so now let's move on to the regular colorists and regular artists for 2019. So the best regular interior colorist for 2019. In third place with 16% of the vote, Josh Burcham, because he did regular colors in Star Trek versus Transformers, that whole series. In second place, with 32% of the vote, Livio Remondelli for Transformers Galaxies, numbers 1 through 4. Although, I put the survey together thinking 4 would be out in December, but 4 is still not out yet. But He's still winning on the strength of those first three issues.
Well, second place.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I guess I'm looking forward in the end categories, but okay. And first place for interior colorists for 2019, regular interior colorists with 40% of the vote, Joanna LaFuente for Transformers 2019, the main Transformers series. And yeah, Joanna LaFuente has been killing it with the colors for a long time. She did. She's been doing More Than Meets the Eye, then Lost Light, and now the main Transformer series after the reboot. So, congratulations!
Yeah, they're great.
Well done.
All right, best regular interior artist for 2019. So with 20% of the vote, we have Angel Hernandez for the main Transformer series. 24% of the vote in second place, we have Dan Schoening for Transformers Ghostbusters. And then first place with 39% of the vote, Livio Remondelli for Transformers Galaxies, Constructicons Rising. And again, just those first three issues, we haven't gotten issue four yet. So congratulations, Livio.
I think this is the first win for him in this category.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, it's the first year that Alex Milne hasn't had a regular interior.
That's true.
Yeah, that's.
I think he wins every category he's in pretty much. So. But yeah, I mean, this book has just been getting so much praise.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, now moving on to comics writer, best comics writer for 2019. In third place with 18% of the vote, Eric Burnham for the Transformers Ghostbusters series. In second place, at 24% of the vote, Brian Rookley for the new Transformers reboot series, the main series. And first place, with 36% of the vote, Tyler Blazinski for Transformers Galaxies, the Constructicons Rising story arc. So, first time comics writer, Tyler Blazinski, walks away with a prize this year.
Here you go.
So, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, I guess the Constructicons Rising story arc has just been getting a lot of praise, and it's translated into popularity here in our survey.
Mm-hmm.
And did you mention at the beginning that this is all voted on by the fans? Like, this is not like our picks.
I didn't mention it, but that's a good thing. We should mention that. Yes.
Yeah. So this is. Yeah, this is like by. The fans are just really loving this.
Yep. Yeah, we did not vote in this survey. This is all the listeners, all the people who clicked on it. Not us, no industry insiders or anything like that, just people who voted. Okay, now the last couple of awards for the best Transformers comic story arc and best Transformers comic series. So, comic story arc in 2019, third place with 12% of the vote. It was actually a tie between The Cracks Beneath Your Feet, that was Transformers 7 to 11 in the main series, and GoBots, the GoBots miniseries, numbers 1 through 5. So that was tied for third place. Second place with 19% of the vote, Ghosts of Cybertron, the Transformers Ghostbusters crossover, issues 1 through 5. And winning the category in first place with 35% of the vote is Constructicons Rising, the Transformers Galaxies numbers 1 through 4. So,
which is not
despite
done
number yet. Issue number, despite issue 4 not being out yet, is still won that category. So, yeah. Congratulations!
And I would just like to also thank everyone that voted for GoBots. I'm not the only one that likes
it. You're a monster.
Yeah, but congrats to Tyler and Livio. It's awesome.
All right, here's the big one, the final category. What was the best Transformers comic series of 2019? In third place with 23% of the vote, Transformers Ghostbusters. And that was written by Eric Burnham, art by Dan Schoening, and colors by Luis Antonio Delgado. In second place, with 30% of the vote, the main Transformers series, the reboot, that was written by Brian Rookley, Art by Angel Hernandez, Anna Melkova, Beth McGuire Smith. Those are all the most frequent artists on the book. Colors by Joanna LaFuente and Josh Burcham. And first place with 34% of the vote for Best Series of the Year 2019, Transformers Galaxies, Constructicons Rising. And this was written by Tyler Blazinski and art and colors by Livio Remondelli. So Transformers Galaxies takes it away again.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Well done, boys.
It'll be interesting in 2020 when we have multiple arcs of galaxies.
That's
with
true.
Different creative
yeah.
teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and how are we going to do that?
Yeah, that's going to be... I guess then people will have to maybe split their vote between best story arc and best series. So
that seems like that's a future Daryl problem. Maybe a future Charles
problem. Yeah.
It's a future Charles problem. Daryl's problems are all in the toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. Those are the survey results for best Transformers comics of 2019. Thanks again to everyone who took the survey and helped us pick these winners here. Like Jeremy said, these were all decided by the fans, by the listeners. So these were all well-earned. And yeah, I'm still marveling at Transformers Galaxies, despite this first story arc not being finished. Took away the top prize in the top categories. So congrats.
It is hitting that like sweet spot where people are like, I don't know, it's got the nostalgia, it's got good story. People love the combiners.
Would Tyler Blazinski have access to like a cell farm? Like he can start do a whole bunch of votes on something like that? Would he have access to that? He's new to the comics world. We don't really know him that well.
Well, I mean, I think he's fairly well off. So, I mean, he's if he were so inclined, he could probably fund, you know, some kind of voting bot scheme or something.
Yeah, we would have had more votes than we did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Oh.
I mean, our awards don't matter that much, Daryl. So I don't know there's anyone actually spending the time to make vote bots for our little survey here. That's kind of a wasted effort.
These are very prestigious.
That's true. I
mean, 6 years yeah. running.
And the whole award is a simple tweet that didn't even go out last year. Yeah.
They went out eventually.
Not last year.
No.
Not last year. Nope, Jeremy forgot.
Oops.
Well, no, I thought I did the images and no one did anything. This year I spent a lot more time on the images, so someone better tweet them.
It's Yoshi's job.
There you go. We'll blame Yoshi.
All right. Well, good job. Well done. Congratulations to all the winners.
All right. So we're going to wrap up the show with some additional feedback we got in the survey. We had a place to leave comments in the survey. And we had some interesting ones focused on alt mode. So, Jeremy, you're going to take us through these.
Yeah, not really focused on alt mode so much. These were basically the ones that weren't specifically toy specific.
Okay. Except
there was that one that was like, hey, no comics and trips to the store. We wouldn't have trips to the store. So these are basically kind of more general to the podcast. The first one says, have a few people as backup when hosts can't do a show, and they're suggesting Patreons. That is something we probably need to get better about doing, because we've had a number of like two host shows, and I don't know, our format seems to work best with at least three.
Mm-hmm. We've had this suggestion come in before, and it often falls down to when we do sometimes have somebody sub in, we like to have somebody who's we know has reliable equipment that we can kind of go with. You know, we may not have the best audio. I mean, Jeremy's pretty good at keeping us in good audio standing, but when you just add somebody randomly, you're adding in some unknown factor to the group as far as equipment wise, and we don't really know how their setup's going to be. and that can play a lot of errors and make it sound poor. So if we know somebody like, you know, Jason Kirk's one, or Vangelis is another, and all these guys have podcast experience, they all own really nice equipment as well. So, you know, they can stub in pretty easily.
Yeah. I mean, it's different if we're interviewing someone and all they have is their webcam microphone. That's different than just kind of a run of the mill show where we just need to have someone, you know, fill in a seat. Next one here. You guys are great, and I love being able to call in and chat with you about this stuff. It's nice to have a place to talk about Transformers. So I think this is someone that has left us voicemail, which we still have a great record of playing.
We love so the call-ins.
Leave us feedback. Yeah.
The call-ins are so easy.
Transmissionspodcast.com/feedback. So, you know, we love that. And also people being able to chat with us in Discord. I think that has just been a great addition over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Next one. Don't you want to know what other podcasts we listen to, or other Transformers podcasts specifically? I think we might have asked that in the years past.
We did, yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah, but I don't know. We didn't this year.
I think that we decided to pare back some of the other questions just because the survey was already pretty long. So we just, that kind of got left on the cutting room floor because we added in a bunch of questions about Empire of Rust this year. So,
yeah.
You know.
And really, you shouldn't be listening to other podcasts. Next one says, bring back Declassified, and we are working on that. We really fell behind on Declassified last year. Like, we had a good, strong start, and then it's just kind of life got in the way for all of us. I think we're all committed to making sure it comes back this year.
We're all parents on the show as well, right? Yeah. So you got to remember that. And our families are all getting older. And when you get older kids, they all need to do older kid things, which take up more time, right?
Yeah, like Daryl was out doing hockey stuff all
weekend. I actually took Friday off and literally came back today. So I was gone for, you know, 2.5 days doing at a hockey tournament. And I wasn't playing. I was just sitting there. So, yeah.
You could be sitting there and recording a podcast.
Why not? Sure.
Yeah, but we all, like, I think we still have a pretty significant list of ideas in the doc. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of timing. And Charles still has quite a few IDW comics to get through.
Oh, yeah. I gotta reread the comics.
don't feel bad, though. I think all the other kind of podcasts that were doing the same thing also kind of fell off.
Yeah.
The next one, kind of appropriate for today, I miss Yoshi. The show needs more anger, and as a Canadian, Daryl is basically the opposite of that.
Come on. What are these questions all sticking it to me for? I try. I try to be angry. I do get angry, and the comics make me angry most of the time. But no, it's, you know, yeah, Yoshi's generally the angry one. But, you know, he's doing off doing his own thing, you know, most of the time. And he's happy with that, I guess.
Well, and also, you know, he's also got a young kid. And, you know, with his wife's work schedule, it's hard for him sometimes to get babysitters and stuff.
Yep.
He's also like, you know, you guys are in the Eastern time zone. I'm in Central time zone. He's in Pacific time zone. Yep. So like 4 hours earlier than you guys, or 3 hours earlier than me. So it's basically dinner time for him when we're here getting ready to record.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of the stuff that's starting to come into play when that's affecting us for making Declassified episodes is affecting him on a daily basis. You know, his time is getting a little bit more stretched every day because of the time difference. We're asking him to log in, you know, a lot earlier, and it's not possible.
Next question next comment we have is a I guess for the survey, a rate your favorite Transmissions host. And I think we all know that Yoshi will win. So,
which is exactly why we keep it off.
It's like the Alex Milne, you know, partial interior artist thing. He won based on 10 pages. Yoshi would win based on 10 appearances.
Yeah.
All right. The next one says, thanks for all the hard work. I know it's hard to keep up the schedule and planning, but I really enjoy having at least 3 and preferably 4 perspectives on the show. I seem to remember quite a few shows with only 2 guys. maybe you can either expand the cast or get a few others trained up. It just makes for a richer experience and would probably re-energize you guys too.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, we pretty much already addressed that, but yeah, I think maybe we could identify a few people to be kind of regular subs.
Yeah. I've talked to you guys about this before. I've honestly thought about like trying to find a female perspective to have for the show. Mm-hmm. And we've had female co-hosts and just subs in from before, and they've got their own shows or they've been on their own shows, and they're great. I think that somebody that's kind of new to podcasting but has the proper equipment would be a great addition and has a unique perspective. And they'd be great to have as a optional sub, and it would give our show a neat perspective, something that we've been lacking for quite some time. And so that's a really good idea. And I just trained up. I mean, it's we don't really do any training.
it would be just like the equipment and how to use the equipment.
Make sure they have the right equipment. Make sure their schedule is going to align with ours, right? That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be another a girl or anything like that, but it's just somebody that is going to kind of jive with us. And we've met a lot of people over the years at conventions and stuff that would probably make great co-hosts. We would have to make sure that their schedules would align with ours, and then the equipment thing, we'd have to make sure that they're going to function properly when Jeremy needs them to.
But honestly, the equipment is getting to be less and less of an issue with like the prices of mics. I mean, the one I just got, Daryl, was about $60.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The last question we have here is, there should also have been a best of the decade survey too, or maybe like a best of the decade, like toy and comic and stuff, but that's a lot of work.
Well, I mean, the toys one could be kind of easy to do, but I mean, decade is, I mean, yeah, we just finished the decade, but, maybe we could have done maybe the top, the last 5 years, because we've been doing the survey for 5 years.
Yeah.
So we could have gone back and grabbed the winners of the last 5 years surveys and say, okay, now pick a best of these five. And then we could do that easily. Yeah. That's something that could definitely be done.
Yeah. Or, I mean, just even a look back, not even doing a best of, but just kind of a retrospective of like, where was Transformers in 2010? Mm-hmm. And if you look at just all the changes between then and now.
Yep.
But that is it for best of 2019.
So. All right. Well, that's all the results we've got for this week. So we're going to finish up our special alt mode show, first of the year, right there. And we will get back to our regular alt mode format next week. So we'll do our comic review and all that stuff starting next week. But we wanted to get all the survey results out for the first episode of the new year. So thanks, everyone, for listening. And let us know what you thought of the results. Do you agree, disagree? If you disagree and you didn't vote, sorry, you should have voted. But let us know what you think of these results. And we will see you next time on Transmissions Alt Mode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Later.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions. But just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
Boom! She goes boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
Anything for me to do in this episode?
Just comment.
You can comment.
Yeah. I can comment. I'll make witty comments throughout the entire episode. Just leave. Go. Fine then, go. Go then. All right.